Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning to you on this Thursday morning. I'm Bob Flott. We're live and local in the studio once again this morning. Our current Alamogordo temperature is now 58 degrees. We're going to be up in about the mid-80s, it looks like, for today. Getting ready for our Earth Day celebration this Saturday at Alameda Park Zoo. I'll be there live and local from 8 o'clock in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. Lots of good things going on as we celebrate Earth Day. Well, this morning we're honored to have on the telephone with us Dr. Sarah R. Collins, senior scholar, vice president, healthcare coverage and access and tracking health system performance for the Commonwealth Fund. Good morning, Dr. Collins.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, ma'am?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. First of all, Dr. Collins, tell us, what is the Commonwealth Fund?
The Commonwealth Fund is a nonprofit foundation that provides evidence, provides research on policy and healthcare access and coverage.
All right. And that fund has been in existence for about how long?
Oh, for a very long time. Right around the turn of the last century.
Very good. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about our great state of New Mexico, Dr. Collins. Our state Pacific report. Where does New Mexico stand on disparities and how its health care system functions?
New Mexico is really one of the bottom ranked states in our performance measures. Like most states, there are very wide racial and ethnic disparities in terms of people's experience of the healthcare system, both their access to healthcare and also their healthcare outcomes.
You say New Mexico is in the bottom.
Yes, it's one of the lower ranked states, performing better on some measures than others.
So what?
White.
Go ahead, ma'am.
The white people experience the highest health system performance in the state, which is similar to other and typical of other states. So that's what we see in high performance states. We see very wide disparities in terms of how people are getting care and their health, and how well that healthcare is helping them maintain their health.
Dr. Collins, how do we compare our state's health system working for each racial and ethnic group?
So American Indian people in the state experience the lowest health system performance, scoring pretty low, but not as low as some states in the region. The uninsured rate among Asian Americans is actually lower than it is in other states with large American Indian populations. So that makes New Mexico stand out in terms of their ability to insure American Indians in the state, which is very different than other states. But it stands out in terms of high rates of preventable and treatable disease among American Indians.
Yeah, and as you probably know already from your research on New Mexico, we have a large Indian population about 40 minutes away from Alamogordo at Mescalero, the Mescalero Apache tribe. Very important to our local economy as well. Well, so there are different implications of health care inequities. What are some of the broad policy solutions to create something that's more equitable for the health care system with all ethnic groups?
The single most important first step is making sure that everybody has insurance coverage. New Mexico, unlike many states that are perform very poorly across all racial and ethnic populations, has expanded its Medicaid program, and it's really made big headways in getting people who have had historically had very high rates of uninsurance covered, such as American Indians and Hispanic Americans. So New Mexico is doing very well on that score, but it's really important that everybody be brought into the system. We can have a high performing health system for everybody if some people are outside of that healthcare system. But it's not sufficient. Once people get into the healthcare system, it's important that they get equal access to good primary care, to good specialty care, to good cancer treatment, diagnosing cancer early, getting appropriate cancer screens like cervical and breast cancer screens. And that's where some of the rankings are lower in New Mexico. Just these preventable kinds of cancers, treatable illness like diabetes and heart disease. Those are the kinds of areas that the health system needs to look at in terms of making sure that access to good care is present, and then how people are treated once they're in the healthcare system.
Dr. Collins, does that start at the state level, or does this start in the local communities?
That's a great question, and I think one thing that to remember about these measures is these are at the state level. But there can be a lot of variation across rural areas, across urban areas, higher rates of diabetes and preventable mortality in more rural areas where people have less access to health care. So I think there's a role for both policy at state level, but also a lot of local engagement with both policy but also delivery systems.
Right. What can the communities do, whether it's a Native American or any other ethnic group, what can those communities do to help improve their health care? Do they have a responsibility there?
One of the single most important things is to get coverage, and I mentioned that before. So making sure that everybody in the community has the coverage that they're eligible for. Most people who are uninsured are actually eligible for some form of coverage, either through Medicaid or the marketplaces, and that's the most important thing to start. But then once people are in, is their health plan working for them? Are they able to get, do they have the providers that they need? And just a lot of communication on both sides with patients, with people in the communities, with providers, so making sure that people are using the healthcare system when they have access to it.
So what's their best resolve then? How do they find out what they really are qualified for? Do they go online and do research, or is there some other way to find that information out?
Going online, going to HHS.gov and finding out what you're eligible for, or the state. Marketplace is a really good way to start. Just going to the Medicaid agency healthcare.gov is one of the first things you can do to see what you're qualified for, and that will help. That will reroute people to the appropriate phone numbers in their state so they can find out what they're eligible for.
Our conversation this morning is with Dr. Sarah Collins. She's a senior scholar, vice president, healthcare coverage and access and tracking health system performance for the Commonwealth Fund. Dr. Collins, you talked about this study. It was an in-depth study. How did you conduct it?
We wanted to look at how well healthcare systems are working in every state across the country for people of color. So we pulled together indicators, so measures of outcomes. Like I mentioned, deaths before before age 75 from preventable conditions like COVID. COVID is now a preventable illness if one has access to vaccines. Preventable cancers. I mentioned diabetes. If people die from diabetes, that is a treatable condition. We looked at uninsured rates across race and ethnic groups. So we developed these. We use pulled data from federal sources, where their data exists in almost every state, and we looked at how those data compare across racial and ethnic groups. So across between white and American Indians, Asian Americans, Hispanics, Black Americans, how those rates compared, and then we ranked them across states for each of those racial and ethnic groups.
Dr. Collins, this report, I know you mentioned just a short time ago where this report and information can be found. Would you give us that website again?
Yes, it's www.commonwealthfund, one word, .org.
Fund.org. All right. Dr. Collins, do you have any final comments this morning?
I think just primarily that this report reveals that the United States has a long way to go to achieve health equity for everybody. No state is free of serious racial and ethnic healthcare disparities when it comes to healthcare quality and delivery and also access to care. So we have lots. Every state has lots of work to do.
I was just wondering, Dr. Collins, does the state of New Mexico or do other states have a system in place where these different ethnic groups can go and get that information for their individual state?
That's a great question. I'm not sure this was one thing that we were trying to do. We were trying to pull together this information for each state. So the Commonwealth Fund is a good place to start. And then probably the Departments of Health in New Mexico would also be a place to get more local information about how these disparities are different across the state of New Mexico.
Very good, Dr. Collins. Where are you visiting with us from this morning?
I'm in New York City.
New York City. Well, tell me about the weather today. We got a couple of moments. How's your weather there in New York City?
I'm sure it's not as nice as it is there in Albuquerque. It's really not, kind of dark and gloomy.
Okay, well, we're bright and sunny, and I don't want to rub it in, but you heard the weather a little bit ago, so we enjoy our New Mexico sunshine for sure. Dr. Collins, thank you for being with us this morning, ma'am.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Any updates you have or whatever, let Emily know, or you can let us know, and we'll gladly get you back on the air with us, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you again.
Okay, Dr. Sarah Collins, thank you very much. Have a great day.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.